In order to use only half as many bands, GLONASS will now assign the same frequency to satellites that are in the same orbital plane but are always on opposite sides of the Earth. This will reduce the amount of radio spectrum. Spectrum is always an issue with the growing demand as GNSS expands. Utilizing so many frequencies makes it difficult to accommodate the wide variety of propagation rates and keeps the ephemeris information sent to the receiver within good limits. There are a number of receiver manufacturers that have GPS GLONASS receivers available. But the differences between the two signal, the modulation schemes, FDMA and CDMA, increases the technical difficulty and the cost. And that's why, as things stand right now, these are higher-end receivers. In the last few months of 2006, it was mentioned that GLONASS probably will be able to implement the CDMA signals on its third frequency and at L1. Remember, of course, that CDMA is the method that is used, the modulation scheme that is used in GPS and in Galileo. This could make interoperability easier. Also, there have been concerns about the accuracy of the GLONASS system. This is, of course, founded primarily on the stability of the clocks, and the onboard clocks for GLONASS have been improving. There are also efforts to increase the number of available tracking facilities. And of course, as you know now from our studying, the ground segment is integral to the maintenance of good accuracy of the signal coming to the receivers. And there have been improvements and will continue to be improvements on the ground segment, which tie the GLONASS coordinate system to ITRS, the International Terrestrial Reference System.